Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, everybody. What's up? Sam Crowley, May 17th, 2014. It is Saturday today. Once a week, I really get to say happy Saturday, and the calendar mirrors what I'm saying. Hey, for all you corporate slaves out there, fear not, man. Fear not. I'm here to rescue you from cubicle hell. Eventually, you will get your way. I promise you, man. Have faith. Say, God, make my faith larger than my fears. Come on, man, just say it with me. God, make my faith larger than my fears. Because a lot of the reason we don't do what we do is because we're afraid of what's behind door number one, right? The boogeyman, the entrepreneurial boogeyman. What if I get going down that road and I fail? Let me tell you something. If everybody waited until that day, nothing would get done. There'd be inventions still on the shelf. There'd be people still waiting to be great. There'd be speakers like myself that would have never launched a website, everydayisaturday.com, everydayisaturday.com, by the way. X-Stutter speaks so fast, I can't stop myself. By the way, it's a great segue into what you need to do right now. You need to. And if you haven't done this, seriously, I'm going to have a problem with you. When we meet at a live event this year, did I just say I'm having a live event this year? I guess the cat's out of the bag. You're all coming, all the crazy, crazy people around the world. I want the nuttiest, gnarliest, craziest people at my events, man. I want people, I just want dreamers there. We're going to have an event just with dreamers this year. I'll talk more about it in a few weeks. But yeah, that's in the books. You need to go to iTunes, give a 5-star rating for the show so other crazy people just like you can find it. All right? I want to read a couple reviews, man, throughout the course of this show. I won't read them all one time, but boy, a lot of love coming in with the feedback on iTunes. Listen to Sam from Aiming to be Infinite. Sam is great. I may have already read this one. I apologize if I haven't. I don't think I have, though. Anything that starts with Sam is great, though. We need to read a second time. I've been going through a slump lately, and his guidance and positive energy helped me get through. Now, I'm back on track. I'm focused on being the best I can be and doing what I can do. Make every day of my life feel like it has a purpose. Thanks, Sam. For those of you that are not yet listening to Sam, what are you waiting for? He's the real deal. I got to agree with that, man. Thank you so much for that review. One more, then we'll get on with the meat and potatoes of the show. From Joshua Johnson. This guy is nuts. That is awesome. Any review that starts with "this guy is nuts" is an awesome review. Thank you. Thank you, Joshua. That means a lot to me. I love that. This guy is nuts, and I love it. Thanks for everything, Sam. You'll never know how much I needed your message. Keep them coming. I'm listening. Thanks, Josh. Josh, thank you, man. I really do appreciate that. That was me 8-9 years ago reaching out to people that I used to listen to, just sending them a quick note. I mean, golly, nobody really even communicated via email. So you would go, I'd go to like a lot of the different motivational people or just, you know, thought leaders, and I would enter that submit button on their website, you know, contact us. And I'd be like, hey, my name's Sam Crowley. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I just want to let you know I'm listening. It's hitting me. It's resonating with me, rather. And just thank you so much. And I just hit submit, and I don't know if they got it or not. Nobody ever really replied to me. But now I get a chance to interact with you guys. By the way, you can hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what content you want to hear for the show. And also, let me know that you're listening. And send a little love out there. It's karma, baby. You send it out, you get it back. You send it out. I tell my kids that all the time. It's the boomerang effect. You want to be a mopey, miserable, just nasty person and have nothing good happen in your life? Just send those vibes out every single day. Nothing ever works for me. Oh, the world's the deck stacked against me. I can't believe it. Yeah, you know what? Everybody's got something. Robin Roberts, love her, man. If you don't watch Good Morning America here in the United States, love Robin Roberts. She battled bone marrow. She had a bone marrow transplant last year, and her mom used to tell her all the time, everybody's got something. I mean, seriously, what you might have, someone else would love to have your problems. You ever stop and think about that? Like, I think about me right now in the state I'm in, Saturday, May 17, 2014. I don't think about a year ago. I don't think, well, unless I'm going through some tough times, I harken back to the tough times I went through a few years ago because, you know, you have experience to draw from. But I don't look back. I don't look forward. I look right now. Right now, today, God woke me up today. That's awesome. That's my alarm clock. You know, I've just gotten an opportunity. So have you, okay? You got a chance right now to do something. You can bitch and moan and complain about where you're at, and there's people going to be listening. Oh, are they going to be listening? Bring it on, sister. What problems you got? Oh, that is awesome. Oh, tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more. How bad was it? Oh, how much money don't you have? Oh, that's so great, man. That's so great. Or you can throw out a lot of love, man. When you're going through tough times, you want to feel better, go help somebody out. Go down to just go anywhere. Go to a homeless shelter. Go to a cancer unit of a hospital. Go down to a soup kitchen. Help some people out. You'll get perspective real quick. I was talking to Shane Harden yesterday. We were recording our Sunday spiritual podcast that you'll hear tomorrow. And after the show, we were just talking about perspective. You know, so many people lack perspective. You know, what you complain about every day, somebody else would love to have your problems. And I'm not saying that to be trite. If I didn't mean it, I wouldn't say it. You know, a lot of people would have loved to have had my problems back in 2005 when I was going through some tough times. A lot of people would love to have, you know, the aches and pains that I have in my body. I ain't young. I ain't no spring chicken, but okay. Doctor said I got a body of a 21-year-old. I mean, just all right, all right, all right. But I don't say that much. But a lot of people would love to have the bad back, the sore hamstrings, the feet that throb at night when I put them up. Come on, man. Seriously, you'd love what problems? Think about it right now. I never ever say this. I can't believe I'm actually going to say this. But let's just say it. Focus on the problems you have right now. What are they? Financial? Not enough money in the bank. Collectors are calling. Tell the collectors to off. Okay. You know how you get collectors to stop calling you? Easy. This is what I used to do. I was the master of the middle finger to the collection, okay? I speak to Mr. Samuel P. Crowley. They always mispronounce your name. I mean, Crowley, seriously, it ain't that hard of a name to pronounce. Crowley. I speak to Samuel P. Crowley. Now, you got to let you know ahead of time, this call is recorded. It is for the purpose of collecting a debt. Anything you say, it's almost like reading your Miranda rights, you know, the collector's calling you. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. I'm like, you know what, you $8 an hour moron. That's the way I felt. Sorry, if you're a collector right now, sorry. That's just the state I was in. Because when you're getting bombarded by these calls, it ain't like life's hard enough, right? It's not like you're already going through hell. You know, by the way, if you're going through hell, keep going because there's no reason to stay there. It's not like every day doesn't already suck so bad that you don't even want to get out of bed. Then you got these people calling you nonstop, you know, butchering your name and telling you at the beginning they're recording everything you say. It's almost like, yeah, we have a camera on your mantle above the fireplace and we're actually, not only are we recording the call, but we're actually watching you while we record the call. And we've got someone looking in your living room window at the same time. So just want to let you know, we've got you coming and going. And I used to tell the collector, you want to get them to stop calling? Say, hey, I'd rather do business via the mail. Just send it. They have to, by law in the United States, if you request no more phone calls and you want to be contacted via the U.S. mail, then they have to honor that. And if they don't, they've broken the law. So I say, hey, yeah, good. What's your name again? My name's Bill. And they always say it. So like, because they're robots, you know, they get sworn at, hung up on screen. Because I used to have a client who I coached who owned a collection business. And he used to fill me in on some of this stuff. I was like, that's got to be the worst job. Because what they do is they buy debt. You know, collectors buy debt. So if you've got a Visa card that you just haven't paid and it goes through the cycle, Visa tries to contact you, no good. Then Visa sends it to their in-house collection department, which is probably India or something like that. And then they don't have any success trying to contact you. Then they outsource it. And, you know, companies buy the debt on 5-10 cents on a dollar. So let's say you've got a $1,000 Visa card you haven't paid. And Visa hasn't had any luck collecting it. So then they outsource it. And somebody pays 5 cents on a dollar. So they pay $50 to try to collect your $1,000 debt. So, I mean, seriously, even if you send them $300, it's a 600% profit for the collection agency. Now, that's the layman's, you know, what the guy was explaining to me. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. As a matter of fact, I've had a number of people tell me that's how it works. The only people I don't think do this is Amex. I think Amex may outsource it, but they don't sell it. For example, I think other people got to collect it. Anyway, I'm getting way off the reservation. Shocker, as usual, right? But what I'm saying is, if you don't want any collection calls, how sad is it that I know this art. I know like an art form. By the way, yesterday I celebrated my line of credit. I'm going to talk about that in just a second, because I've come a long way, baby, and I'm bringing you with me. Can I bring you with me to the mountaintop? Will you allow the Everyday Saturday Man to bring? I've been to the mountaintop, baby, and I'm going to bring you with me. I mean, I've been down. And I used to say, hey, Bill, is that your name again? Bill? Yeah. Listen, Bill, here's how we're going to work things, okay? You are going to communicate with me via the U.S. mail now, okay? Okay, I just want, no. No more talking, Bill. You're not allowed to talk, okay? I actually did this. This is actually a true story. I said, no, Bill. Bill, whoa. But he's trying to get away. I'm going to go, whoa. Every time he tried to talk, I'd go, whoa. Imagine that. How pissed off would you be? How mad, how annoying would it be if every time you tried to get a word out, someone was going, life, I'm telling you, man, life is meant to be lived. You got to have fun. You got to laugh to keep from crying. I mean, can I get an amen on that one? You got to just have fun. Next time a collector calls, just go, hey, hold on, because they're going to try to talk over you. You don't need to verify anything, okay? You got my address. I know you got everything. Christ, you just told me that you're like, you got everybody but the FBI looking in my windows, recording calls, monitoring me. How many satellites you got pointed at my house right now, Bill? Now, they got to verify your address. Let them verify your address. That's it. Hey, Bill, you done? Yeah, well, one guy wanted to get into a conversation with me one time. And again, I had so many collectors calling me. It was like just a merry-go-round. And I sent 99.9% of them to voicemail, but they don't stop. I mean, obviously, it's like every time your phone rings, you go, you know, it's like the Pavlov's dog. Ring. It's like, oh, God. It's like you don't even want to look at your phone. It's an unknown number. That's clever, right? Oh, unknown. Oh, okay. Don't know who it is. I should probably answer this one. It can't be Bill, the collector, calling me from an unknown number, not blocking it, not wanting me to know who it is, right? I mean, how stupid. So know your rights. You've got power. Like, just because you owe money doesn't mean you've lost any power, okay? Don't equate the situation you're in with any type of defeatist attitude or mindset. Like, they don't have crap on you. They seriously don't. And again, I've got clients who own collect, and I've told them right now, you know, I hate you. And they're a client of mine paying me $50,000 to coach them. And I was like, I just want you to know I hate you right now. And we can just start from there and we'll build our relationship. okay. Didn't I just wire you $50,000 for coaching? I'm like, yeah, you did. And by the way, that's non-refundable. You signed the agreement and we're going to start our first coaching call. And I'm going to tell you that I hate you only because of the industry you're in. Now that we've got that, though, here's the good news, though. That might come as a shock to you, and I can appreciate that. But here's the good news. It can only go up from there. So, and you know what I found? These guys and girls that own collection agencies, they're nice people. They really are nice people. They own a business, and it's their bit. Look, what we did and what I did as a consumer wasn't really cool, okay? I ran up hundreds and thousands of dollars of debt, and before I went bankrupt, I had everybody calling me to collect that debt. I mean, they extended credit to me, okay? And I butchered it, and I didn't hold up my end of the bargain. Okay, I get it. I'm an idiot. I got it, okay? But I can only wallow in that for so long. And then it's time to play by the rules. And the rules are you got to communicate with me via the mail, and I'm going to flush you in a bankruptcy, and that's my right as a U.S. citizen. And I'm sorry it sounds so crass, but, man, had I not done that, had I not ripped that Band-Aid off that harshly and just went for it, I hate that I did it, though. I look back. I can't stop what I did, but in hindsight, I think the last resort ought to be to go bankrupt. It really should be. And a lot of people that I've heard, because being bankrupt, it's like a little fraternity and sorority we're in, you know what I mean? So it's a club. It's the bankruptcy club, you know? It's almost like a badge of honor. Oh, when did you go bankrupt? It's like I didn't even know anybody in my life that's ever been bankrupt till I actually did it. And it's like, oh, when did you go big? Oh, 2005. Oh, 2007. Oh, really? How much debt did you flush? Oh, $500,000, $3 million, $5 million. Oh, okay, cool. Well, cheers, you know? And then they build your life back up. But it is there to protect you. And mine wasn't, you know, I did it because I was stupid. I mean, I bought the Quiznos and the wheels fell off as soon as I did it. I ran through every possible reservoir of money I could have. Borrowed money from family, everybody, just to keep it up. They couldn't keep the business going, so I had to go, you know? And then I built every day a Saturday, and I swore to God I'd never go bankrupt again because it's the worst feeling in the world. First of all, your credit is just crushed. It's not, obviously, based on yesterday's podcast where I just got extended the line of credit on my business from PNC Bank. It's not a death sentence, but it's an unneeded step if for somebody who's just saying, oh, Sam Crowley went bankrupt, I think I'll just do it. I can have a fresh start. You know, and it's almost like you can hear the violins and the harps playing, like, oh, bankruptcy. Oh. Yeah, it ain't like that. Okay. So don't use that as a tool thinking, you know, oh, that's, I'll just build it back. It's like the last bullet in the gun. Okay. That's it. That's really what bankruptcy is. But here's what I'm here to tell you. Like yesterday's show, May 16th, 2014, talking about the line of credit. That was a damn good day for me. Let me tell you something. That was a damn good day for me. And when I walked out of that bank, I felt like a person again. And yeah, I'm going to say it. I attach that to an emotion of mine, a self-worth feeling. You know why? Because I feel like I'm here for you. As soon as I left that bank, I came back to record the show for you to let you know that your best days are ahead of you, to let you know you may be down, you ain't out, to let you know that even if you file bankruptcy, your collectors are calling, to let you know Sam Crowley has been down. I'm talking, you know the story, you know, the guy comes to repossess my car while I'm on a Monday night motivation call. I was like, yeah, anyway, top of the hour. But oh, yeah, hold on one second. Put the phone on mute. Here you go. Tony, the repo guy, comes, takes my car away, and that's it. I had a freaking automobile repossessed in the middle of a Monday night motivational call that I was hosting. Top that, and then get back to me, okay? So if the times are a little tough right now, maybe you got bills, you know, they're piling up. I get it, but here's what you do. Like, I ran 6 miles this morning. Brag alert, okay? Yeah, I did. Ran 6 miles. Not the fastest 6 miles, 8-mile-an-hour pace. It's cool, though. If you follow me on Instagram, I put it up there on Twitter as well, at Sam Crowley, to inspire you to get out there and run, get off your rusty duff, get healthy, because God's not going to wake you up many more days if you're not healthy. That's the deal, all right? That's the deal you got. But when I was running and I hit a couple of hills, I ran faster. What? Yeah, when I ran uphill, I ran harder. At least I ran harder. I don't know if I ran faster. I ran harder up the hills because I knew I had to. Because when you're running and you catch a hill, you can go like, oh, damn, this is tough. No, I go, and those are the sounds I make. And, you know, Mrs. McGillicuddy's out with her walking her dog and getting her newspaper and scared. I literally scared her. Every day I scare somebody when I run because I make a lot of noises. I got Eminem and Flo Rida and Jodeci blasting in my iPod. You know, I'm trying to think of what the heck I'm talking about. My iPod, my music just blasted in my ear as loud as possible. So yeah, I make a lot of noises, have a lot of fun when I'm running because life's supposed to be about having fun, right? Right or right? So you run harder up the hill. You run harder during the bankruptcy. You run harder when you're coming up against adversity. You got bill collectors calling, man. You put your head down. You put the bills to the side. You don't look at them and you build some content. You build your brand. You build your business. And you keep going and you run harder and you run harder and you run harder because there's going to be a day like yesterday that I had at the bank when I got that line of credit and I was like, yeah, baby, who's your daddy? Who's your line of credit daddy? There's going to be a day that you end up running downhill and you just coast and the wind's at your back and you're like, oh, man, that feels awesome. It feels awesome. The wind's going to be at your back. You're going to be able to run downhill one of these days. No worries. I mean, it's going to happen. If you're running uphill right now, what happens? You don't just run up the hill all the rest of your life. There's a downhill with the breeze at your back, and it's coming, baby. It is coming, baby. One last review. Check this out. From the Philippines. It says, from your Filipino fan. Hi, Sam. Just sending some love to you from Manila. Manila. Where's Manila? Is that near, like, Idaho? I got to check that out on the globe. You have a gift of truth, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm 28 years old, and I work in the call center industry here in the city, and I got to tell you that it's got its own way of robbing me of everything that is simple and good in life. Listening to you bring some of those pieces back to me. Thanks, man. Let everyone, you reach the airwaves. Let everyone know, rather, you reach the airwaves here in the Philippines. Much love. I love you. Thank you so much, Michelle, from the Philippines for that awesome review on iTunes. You want me to read your review on iTunes? Get to iTunes. Leave a review. Leave a 5-star review and a message. Come on, man. Keep it real. You're running uphill. I got it. I feel you. I got it. But the downhill breeze at your back is coming. Are you with me? Can you feel me? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.